You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenura is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, it's been really cold across the United States and all of the growing regions. Can you tell me what that looks like compared to historical averages?
Well, this is going to go down as one of the 20 coldest Aprils of the last 124 years across the U.S. Corn Belt. These records go all the way back to 1895, and the middle part of the country here has been so far below normal over the first 10 days of April that even if we average pretty close to normal for the rest of the month, we'd still end up among the 20 coldest. And the way it looks right now, we're going to stay a little bit cooler than normal going forward, though as exemplified by today, we've broken free of this intensely cold setup. Temperatures are going to fluctuate a little more freely going forward, but still within a colder than normal range.
Is there a correlation between April temperatures and what might happen during the summer months?
Well, there's not a strong correlation, but we would say there is a connection, and it's because of what the data is showing us. If we take those 124 years and then take out the 20 coldest Aprils, it leaves us with 20 cold Aprils in the Corn Belt. But we're really focused on the coldest April since 1960, because that's what we consider the modern agricultural era for U.S. corn and soybeans. So of those 20 years, seven occurred since 1960. And if you look at those 7 years and then look at corn yields in those 7 years, six of them have below trend corn yields. The trend for this year is around 171 bushels per acre. And we can see from our data that most of the time you end up within 166 to 170 bushels per acre. You might say to yourself, well, it's a little bit early to be thinking about this because we all know that weather later in the summer is what really drives corn yields. And that's true. But what the data is telling us is that there is a bit of a yield drag that is often associated with this type of April. And it's likely because of what we know. It's hard to plant when it's this cold. And that's because of either the cold air temperatures or the cold soil temperatures. And you essentially carry a penalty with you through the rest of the growing season.
Do we see a similar downturn in the soybean yields?
Well, we don't. And that's part of the reason we think there's some validity to our thought process here. Because we know that soybeans can be planted later than corn. In April weather, in theory, should not be affecting soybean yields as much. Because soybeans are mostly planted in May and can even be planted in June. And if you look at the soybean yields in those seven growing seasons, there was a pretty equal mix of yields, and they all were pretty close to trend. Most of them were within one bushel of trend, which will put yields around 48 to 50 bushels per acre by the end of the growing season, if history were to repeat.
A crop that I think might have be impacted would be spring wheat, because it's planted earlier in the season.
Well, that's true. And the interesting thing about spring wheat is that they're a little more accustomed to some of these cold weather patterns that we've seen in April. 10 of the last 20 coldest Aprils on record in the U.S. Northern Plains occurred since 1960. But get this, only two of those 10 years had above trend spring wheat yields. So this is telling us the same story too. You have a penalty that's applied when you have cold Aprils like this. And again, even though it is going to warm up, it's been so cold for the first third of this month, it's unlikely we can fully recover from it.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago.